Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I will say, guys, was also at last night's preseason game, and I'm not going to hit the panic button just yet. I saw some people on Twitter with the classic, I'm not going to overreact to the preseason. I'm not going to overreact to the preseason. I'm not going to overreact to the preseason tweets. But I do think there's pieces to talk about that in regards to certain players, especially the bubble guys who obviously these games are most important for, and they normally only get 3, maybe 4 games that usually that's on the upper end. So some of these guys may only have 2 more chances to prove that they should make the team.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if, you know, if we want to go right into opening before, shifts. I know
before Bridges Scott, real quick, I have to start off with the hard hitting question. Okay, because this is the most important takeaway from the game. How do the uniforms look in person?
I thought they looked great.
As good as advertised,
so,
huh?
Yeah, so I tweeted about it, and so I think Pete Blackburn was the first one I saw. Maybe other people were making these comments beforehand. But Pete, this was probably about a week and a half ago, tweeted, like, I'm worried the logo might be, like, 10 to 15% too big. And I saw his point, and I thought about weighing in right away, and I was like, I'm going to refrain. I was like, I don't know if I fully agree with this or not. So I was like, he might be right, but I'm just not sure. So I wanted to wait to see it in game action. I feel like you can always judge a uniform best when it's on the ice. Seeing it in game action Sunday evening, the logo is not too big. The logo looks great. The jerseys look great. They are just about perfect. We've been over it. Like, wish the shoulder patch was symmetrical on both shoulders. Minor complaint. But yeah, no. I actually kind of like the idea of the logo being a little bigger than expected or bigger than it has to be. You know, like, I want other teams to look at my jersey and be like, damn, that's a big logo. Like, they're great. I'm good.
Yeah, no, it's that'd be great, Scott, for people to say about your jersey. So I think the uniform department, the team is off to a hot start. On the ice, a bit of a slow start. And you know, Bridget, I think you had a non-game opening shift, right? You want to talk about the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, so I figured we'd start here just because I think that we have less to talk about that came out of practice from today. But I was at practice again, once again, double sessions, different groups. First group was more of like, I would say younger guys, maybe kind of bubble guys. It was Patra, Lysel, Merkeloff, Beecher, who's Nadinov. And then the fourth line that we think is probably going to be the fourth line of Corrali, Kastlik, and Asimont. And then a lot of the regulars, I guess you would say, were in second session. And that includes David Pastrnak, who came back for his first practice under Marco Sturm. And so he's kind of a little bit behind. I don't expect that to be a problem for someone like David Pastrnak. But I guess the main concern with him was just, okay, everyone's healthy except for your best player. And knee tendonitis was what Marco Sturm said he was dealing with last week, and that it was kind of load management, pain management for him. We talked to him after his session today, and he said he'd been dealing with this for over a year, and maybe even longer. He didn't seem to remember exactly when it started, but he thinks that what he did in the offseason helped relieve some of the issues from the tendonitis, but he's not sure how. Potentially this season he could be dealing with it again for a while. I don't think it's something that's fully gone away for him yet, and I think there's a chance that it continues to be a problem if it's been nagging him for already the entirety of last season. And I don't know if you guys had any thoughts on that before we get to your opening shifts that are more related to the preseason game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my feeling on it is I can't say I love it. Like, I don't love hearing that my superstar, 29 years old in the prime of his career, has been dealing with knee tendonitis for over a year. Now, that said, he had 106 points last year on a really bad team. So obviously it did not really affect him, but I do think back and I'm like, well, was that maybe part of the issue early in the season when he got off to a slow start? You know, like, was, because he also did have like another minor or something he just needed to recover from, I think, after World Championships last summer. So I wonder if like the combination of all of that sort of led to that slower start for him. But then he obviously caught fire. He was arguably the best, or certainly one of like the three best players in the NHL from December 1st on. So, you know, clearly it didn't hold him back really at all. So that's the encouraging part of it. But I guess like you would just like to hear that it's gone and the offseason was able to clear it up and it doesn't come back. So to have it just kind of still lingering is, like I said, like clearly not any reason to panic if he's figured out how to play through this, but less than ideal.
Yeah, and just one last kind of note on him talking about his injury and what he's done to try to fix it. He did mention to us that he did different off-season training this year, which included him doing more bike work, which is less stress on your knee, rather than actually running. So kind of changing to lower stress workouts. And he said that that worked for him, but remains to be seen whether or not he's going to start feeling that or not feeling that during the regular season. And I will say, having to have look up what tendonitis is several times over the past few days since this has come up, and like, how serious is it and what's the treatment and what causes it? It says like repeated motion tends to cause it. And skating is a very, very, very repeated motion over and over again. He's using his knee the same way. So yeah, hopefully for him, what he's done in the off season with rest and changing his habits can help him not feel quite as much pain.
All right. So with all that said, Scott, let's go to you and discuss what the game was last night against the Capitals and start breaking that down.
Yeah, so I think the thing that really jumps out at you, because it happened right out of the gate in the first period, was the defensive zone turnovers from the Bruins. There were obviously too many of them, and the Bruins end up down 4-1 at the end of the first period. You had Nikita Zadorov with a turnover, Victor Soderstrom with a turnover, Mason Lorai had one. Like, obviously just a lot going wrong in their own end, which is not the start you want to see when they've put all this emphasis on, you know, getting back to their defensive identity. You know, that they did eventually tighten up. Like, they only gave up 6 shots on goal over the entire second half of the game. And, you know, Marcus Sturm was honest about, like, yeah, we made changes and it's going to take some time. They only had 3 practices before Sunday and really only one. Well, so they did work on breakouts the first day, and then the second day was D zone coverage. It's obviously not anything to freak out about. Nothing that happens in the first preseason game is, but it's not a great start when, like, that's what you know has to be your identity and you know is what you have to clean up. You know, we can get into kind of who was at fault on some of them. You know, Mason Lorai, there's been all this emphasis on him cleaning up his defense. Marcus Sturm after the game, once again, talked about they're going to need to coach some bad habits out of him. You know, Zadorov, it's like, I don't know. I think you kind of know what Zadorov is. You know, I guess I give him a little bit more leeway to he'll find his water level by the time you get to the regular season. Soderstrom is a guy who's battling for that 7th D spot who, you know, I know we're going to get into like who helped themselves, hurt themselves. He would be one who I think clearly hurt himself. And, you know, probably like you give the leg up to Jordan Harris and Mike Callahan by virtue of just not playing in that game yesterday. So, yeah, a lot to get into there, but that was, if you're just talking about why did they give up 5 goals, those D-zone turnovers are the single biggest reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and definitely want to talk about whose stock rose, whose stock may have dipped. But before we get into that, my takeaway has to do with special teams. And, you know, we talked about this in the summer when they hired Steve Spott, was that the first thing I did was I wanted to go look at Dallas's power play, because that's who he was most recently with, and compare that to the Bruins from last season, specifically when it comes to zone entries. And, you know, I mentioned how the Bruins, whether it was Mason Lowry or Charlie McAvoy at different times, when the puck was ice, they'd retrieve it, take it up the ice uncontested, turn their back to the play, and drop it to a trillion David Pastrnak. And he would try to come up through the neutral zone with speed. And what you were left with was three, sometimes four other Bruins just kind of stagnant at the attacking blue line, more so flat-footed. So if Pastrnak wanted to dump it off to one of them on the flanks, they didn't have a ton of time and space. The defense would close on them. And if you wanted to dump it in, you're not really skating downhill because you're flat-footed, so you can't really retrieve. But with Dallas's zone entry approach and many other teams, the Florida Panthers, all the best power plays, they have an approach where you come up the ice together. So that's what the Bruins did last night. And there's a lot of uncertainty with this team, right? Do they have enough scoring talent? Do they have enough to defend better than last year? Well, if Swayman plays better and Lindholm and McAvoy are healthy all year, maybe, but it's still, they still had troubles last year with those three guys in the lineup, certainly Swayman all year. So those aren't guarantees, but I do think that the power play really should be all but a guarantee to improve if their zone entries are more efficient. And of course you have to execute once you get in there and set up. But I just think that that was one positive development. I thought that their zone entries were much better in the power play last night. Obviously there was no David Pastrnak and not a lot of time to practice special teams to this point, but that was one encouraging sign for me from an X's and O's standpoint with the Bruins.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Yeah, I mean, that they haven't actually practice special teams at all as of Sunday. I know they worked on it Monday. That was the focus of Monday's practice, but yeah, they really hadn't worked on it at all. I think Sturm said they had, you know, a team meeting before the game and went over some stuff about what they want to do, but that's just telling guys, or, you know, probably using some video to show them kind of what they wanted to look like. But yeah, they really hadn't even done any of that in practice through those first 3 days.
Yeah. And I think, and we, so they worked on that today. The reason for the groupings was because Marco Sturm wanted to kind of have all his top six guys, all the guys he thinks could be on his power play in the same session to work on it. So if that tells you anything about who, you know, who's in and who's out of the power play by the groupings. Fourth line's not getting it. Not, no surprise. Janot wasn't in that group. No surprise. And then some of the younger guys weren't. But we saw Mittelstadt on the second unit. Zaka was on the first unit. I don't know if you want me to just like read through what they did on the power play today. But yeah, it was unsurprising personnel. The three defensemen that were involved were Lauri, Lindholm, and McAvoy. Not super shocking. It looked, the puck movement looked quicker in practice. And like intentionally, that was the drill that they were doing, was just trying to move it as quick as they can through the lanes without getting the puck picked off. And I don't know, so far it looks pretty good. Obviously, we're talking about super small sample size in the game, and then just what I saw today from the press room at practice. But I think I have higher hopes for the power play this year, that it can do better than last year.
I mean, you never want to say it can't be any worse. Things can always get worse, but like, there's almost nowhere to go but up. Like, there's just too much talent out there for them to be as bad on the power play as they were last year. You know, so now, like, the discussion should be like, okay, do they improve to somewhere around 20th in the league, or are they middle of the pack, or can this be like a top 10 power play? If it is, like, that's a huge plus, and that will go a long way towards, you know, answering the question of where the goal is going to come from. I think even middle of the pack makes them, you know, is a step towards being a more competitive team. If we're talking about like, oh, it's a little better, but it still ranks 21st, I don't think that's good enough. Like, that's not going to get them anywhere.
Can I just read the units, Brian, before you, because I pulled them up now. For some reason, couldn't find them right away. So PP1 today was Zaka, Pasta, Elias Lindholm, Geeky, and McAvoy, which the only change there really is that Zaka was more in the second unit last year. And PP2 was Arvidsson, who kind of plays net, kind of plays wing, like flank, Mittelstadt, Blumel, Hampus Lindholm, and Mason Lauri. So maybe he goes for, you know, the 2D second unit. It seemed like Arvidsson kind of roams around, and Blumel, who I think coach actually really likes. I get the sense, talking to the players and the coach about him, that they're thinking of him in those situations, you know, as if he's going to be on the team. I think that he's in their plans. They at least have an idea of ways that he could really impact the team. It's another positive sign. I think he played decently in the preseason game, and I think that there's been a lot of signs that point to him actually getting a spot on this team after spending most of last year in the AHL.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly giving him every opportunity to show where he can fit and to show that he can take, you know, a more offensive role somewhere. It's telling that, you know, day one of this focused special teams practice, Blumel has a spot on the second unit, and guys like Matt Potter and Fabian Lysell aren't even in that group. They go out in that group A before the main group. Those are two guys who you would think, if they make the team, or if Sturm envisions them being on the team, you would think they would at least be under consideration for power play time. But they do not get first crack at it, and Blumel does.
Yeah. And Fraser Minton is another guy that was in group A, which was, you know, the non top six guys group. So
yeah, I don't really think of him as much of a guy who would get power play time this year in the NHL. Like, I know he played power play in Providence. He was on the second unit Sunday in the preseason game, but like, Minton, I would expect to be more involved on the penalty kill, and you probably just don't want to throw too much on, you know, a young kid's plate. But Patra and Lysell not being out there, like, that caught my attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to the power play, I do feel like I do think there will be improvement. Yes, Scott, you mentioned there's really only one way to go, which is up from last year. I do think there'll be improvement. The delta of how much improvement there is remains to be seen, but I just think that so much of last year's power plays were just wasted. Of the 2 minutes, you'd have a minute 40 of them trying to get into the zone. I mean, if you can be more efficient in zone entries, then you're right, Scott. Like, you have enough talent where once you're set up, they should be better. So I just think so much stems from zone entries and that improvement. As far as Blue Mel and the other names you guys mentioned, I think that's a good segue into talking about, you know, players whose stock has risen and dipped in just the first week of camp, because I think Blue Mel, we've talked about the discrepancies between waiver eligible and waiver exempt players. Well, Blue Mel is a Scott. You're smirking. What's going on over there?
No, just the graphic. I forgot we had this graphic. Bridget just dusted it off. Who's up? Who's down?
Did we use this at all last season, or was this the year before?
I don't think we did it very much last year.
No, we certainly didn't finish off using it very much. And I knew Scott kind of forgot about it, so I was like, I'm gonna pop it up.
I think there are
too many downs. There are just too many downs.
That's true. The graphic last year would have read who isn't down. I think maybe on a monthly basis we could do who's up, who's down, maybe. But anyway, so Blue Mel is obviously a waivers eligible player. And I just, heading into camp, felt like they signed it for a reason. And unless one of the waiver exempt players just had a head and shoulders above the rest camp, if all things are equal, you're probably going to go and opt for organizational depth, right? And try to give Blue Mel an opportunity to see if he can seize the moment. And you send a guy down to Providence, you know, with no risk of losing him, then what's the harm in doing it to start the year, right? And I just, in my opinion, I don't feel like any of the waiver exempt young forwards on the bubble have taken that job to the point where it's going to force the Bruins to put Blue Mel on waivers. And Patra, I think he's been pretty quiet in practices so far. Not bad, just, you know, one of whatever it is, 45 guys out there, right? And then I think in the game against the Capitals, it was a bit of a slow start for him, but I do think that as the game went on, I do think he played better, and he was controlling play at times, making things happen, holding on to pucks, drawing some penalties. He was engaged, right? Fabian Lysell, I thought, has had strong practices to start training camp. In fact, I thought he had a strong scrimmage with the inter-squad scrimmage prior to their first preseason game. And then I thought he had a very strong opening shift in the preseason game and a decent first period. And then I thought his game just tailed off. Well, if you're trying to make a team and the team only has six preseason games, six, all of which you probably won't be in, your opportunities are limited. It's great to show initiative and some physical engagement on the forechecks in practice, but in a game environment, which, by the way, was against a Capitals team that was 90% non-NHLers, right? Like, you have to show management a little bit more. So what did Riley Duran? I thought it was excellent last night. I think he seized every single shift while he was out there, and he showed management, I'm going to work my ass off. Him, Patrick Brown, and Viel, I think is how you say it. I thought Sturm said the same thing. They were the best line for the Bruins. Now, the problem is Patrick Brown and Viel aren't guys that you have. They're not the guys that you want to be saying that about, right? It's okay that they had great games, but you want to be saying that about Patra and Lysell. I thought Frederick Brunet had a very, very good game. Who stood out to you guys? Who has seized the moment so far, and who has either hurt their cause to make the team or just hasn't done enough to really make management's head spin?
Yeah, I think I agree with most of your assessments there. Patra, Minton, Lysell, I thought all had moments. You mentioned Patra drawing penalties, Lysell's first shift. Minton, I thought, made some good defensive plays, had some good back checks. A couple times transitioned the puck through the neutral zone, looked pretty comfortable with the puck on his stick. And he's a good skater too. Like, you notice that, like, when he gets going through the neutral zone, And I feel like maybe that gets overlooked a bit when we talk about Fraser Minton, because so much of the focus is on, yeah, he's really good defensively and high hockey IQ. Going to need more offense out of him. And it's like, doesn't forget, like, he's just a really good skater. You're right. Durand, Brown, VL, that was their best line. It, you know, with Riley Durand, like, I think he can definitely benefit from more time in Providence. It is kind of one of those situations where you're like, gee, did they really need to sign as many fourth liners as they did? Because I don't know. Like, wouldn't you at some point maybe like to see Riley Durand get a shot there? He certainly brought the effort, and I think he generally is a high effort player. Yeah, Frederick Brunet was good. Him and Andrew Peak together was, I think, easily the Bruins' best pairing. They were the only ones who weren't on the ice for a goal against.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Morgan Geegee was really good. He scores, like, no surprise there. Victor Arvidsson I liked. And I will say, like, probably notable to touch on Arvidsson, who I think has had a really strong start to camp. You know, we talked about, like, is it possible that there's even a top six job up for grabs? Could someone bump Arvidsson down to the third line? I mean, right now, Victor Arvidsson is clearly one of your four best wingers.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think there's even a remote question about that. So that's good to see. Like, you want signs that, hey, maybe last year in Edmonton was just a fluke, a down year where he just never caught on there for some reason. And maybe he makes more of this opportunity in Boston. And long ways to go, but he's off to a good start.
Yeah. He's got a good shot. I mean, getting to see it, you know, repetitively over the course of training camp, during the drills and during the game, the preseason game on Sunday, I've been impressed with his shot. I think he always sets himself up well to receive the shot in a good spot to put it on goal. And I don't know, I think he could help. He's smaller than I thought. He's not one of the bigger guys on the team, but he still does a pretty good job net front. So yeah, I think he, so far he's grouped in the top six. I think he looks like he belongs there. You want to hear my overreaction of the preseason / training camp so far?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Morgan Geeky is going to have like the best year ever. He looks really good already. And I know there's not been a lot of
Wayne Gretzky, 212 points. Look out.
Absolutely. They're in the same sentence for sure, but he just looks so locked in. I think he's made a really good first impression on Marco Sturm. He said a few times already this preseason that I didn't really know the player, but every single interaction I have with him, like he's got it all together. He's very locked in. I don't know. I think he's going to have an even better season than he did last year, which I said before, like, you know, if he didn't have those two slow months last season, his stats would have been even better. And that's why I think he'll outpace what he did last year. And I think it's pretty obvious that he is he's earned the spot last season to be on that top line. And I think he'll stay there. And hopefully him and Pastrnak can keep the chemistry up and with Lindholm. And my overreaction is that he's going to be phenomenal this year. He's going to be even better than last year. I'm excited to see what he does, because I think he ends up being someone that you lean on in those, if there's a lull in a game or a stretch in the season that you're needing scoring. He could be one of those guys to look for.
Well, they're going to have to be able to rely on somebody besides Pastrnak. Like, it's, you just can't rely on him to be the guy all the time. I know he can be, but it's especially if he's, you know, dealing with something on and off throughout the season, right? Like a lingering issue. So
yeah, I had someone tweet out, and if anyone wants to hear like some of the quotes from the players from their own mouths, I did tweet out some of what Pasta said. And somebody commented on the tweet, like, if he was able to put up the numbers he did last year with a lingering injury the entire year, imagine what he could do if he was feeling, if he feels better this year. But that's kind of what makes me think this isn't an issue for Pastrnak as well. Like his season, he still looked really good. So he was able to manage it enough to still have a very good season.
Random question. Has anybody figured out what a tweet is called under the X marketing? I know that's my point though. Like, is there even an official thing to call it according to X?
I think they just call them posts now, which is like the lamest possible answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.